Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to another week of the podcast. This week, I interview a good friend, Chris Duffy, and there's a little bit of a funny story in this. I get to confess something that I've been carrying since high school, and since most of you know how old I am, that means decades. It means decades, but I got it off my chest, and thank goodness for that. It's a pretty funny story, and I think it'll demonstrate to you just how wily I was at that very young age. Chris and I have been friends for such a long time, and I've just been enthralled and ever so excited about the direction his life has taken him. Right now, he's the director of Masterpiece Ministries at Chapel Street Church. And part of his ministry includes running the program for those with disabilities. And we have a really lively discussion about what disability looks like, what the definition is, and is the old definition even appropriate anymore? We chat a little bit about the new thinking and the new theology around what disability looks like and what it means. I need to thank everyone who subscribed to the podcast. Please do share this podcast with your friends. It's so very important to getting the word out. And if you haven't yet, please rate or write a little review of the podcast on whatever platform you listen. All right, it's time for episode 131 and my interview with Chris Duffy.
But then in that process of him going through these different facilities for treatment, the example of co-laboring in that story is he had guys that he worked with, like Luke Abbs, nonverbal, Brandon, nonverbal, Jasper, verbal, but a young little kid. And their parents would actually take them to visit my son in rehab. And it kind of gave him something to look forward to and live for. And you know, the narrative is that, yes, Noah, they need you, but you also need them.
I mean, I would think with your job, you know, one of the miracles is friendship, you know,
yeah.
and meeting all these new people. And everyone, of course, has a story or an experience that they bring with them that kind of informs how they are in the world at any given moment. But I would imagine just gaining trust is a huge part of your job.
Yeah. I mean, like another, like a miracle. I don't necessarily know if I would use the word miracle or magical or whatever, but definitely fits in that space was, and so some of this is my son's story to tell, but like my son is in recovery now, but was not in recovery for a long time and was a substance abuser and had mental health challenges and went through like 5 or 6 different rehabs and stays in the psych ward and things like that. But my son is the reason that I started volunteering with people with disabilities was because of him, because he wanted to do it and he couldn't do it because he wasn't old enough unless I got dragged along. Right. So I showed up. But then in that process of him going through these different facilities for treatment, the example of co-laboring in that story is he had guys that he worked with, like Luke Abbs, nonverbal, Brandon, nonverbal, Jasper, verbal, but a young little kid. And their parents would actually take them to visit my son in rehab. And it kind of gave him something to look forward to and live for. And, you know, the narrative is that, yes, Noah, they need you, but you also need them. And so, yeah, I'll get a little leaky and may cry a little, but, and so if we could use the word miracle, I don't know what word I would use, but that's an example of co-laboring or of seeing somebody's value for more than what it just appears on the outside.
I mean, I would use the word beautiful. Oh my goodness. Honestly, that's such a beautiful story. And bless your son's heart that he'd touched these people so deeply that they wanted to continue in friendship and relationship with him. I did love your second use of the word dragged,
Because it seems like when you're dragged, like first it was to youth group and now it's to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that also is part of my, when I say just show up, right? Like sometimes it is getting dragged someplace, but I think being uncomfortable in spaces and being proximal to people that you aren't comfortable with. And it doesn't just have to be in disability. It can be in any, like whatever. I think opening yourself up to those opportunities, even if you're dragged there, right? I think that's where you see people make the most growth and change in their life, right? Is if they're open to that.
Well, I was thinking it's when you're dragged there is when the miracles are happening in your life.
Probably.
Or they start. It's like, that's when the miracles start for you.
Thanks everyone for listening to this episode, and I hope you enjoy Chris. You've gotten to know him a little bit. You've gotten to know one of my super, super dark secrets from high school. I hope you don't judge me too much, and I hope it provided you with a laugh. I am going to provide a link to a really wonderful documentary called Crip Camp. It's on Netflix right now, and it'll be on the Treasures page of the website. I urge all of you to watch the documentary, and I think you'll get a little dose of the conversations around disability right now and what so many human beings are doing to kind of change that conversation and shift perceptions around disability and what those with disabilities look like. I need to thank Chris for being so generous and agreeing to be on the podcast. And then I need to thank him for forgiving me for what I did in high school. Thanks, Chris. And then I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode, Frank Schroeder, Alexander Nakarada, Stephen O'Brien, Winnie the Moog, Music L Files, and Sasha End. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to my Patreon. Yes, thank you to all my subscribers. My goal right now is to get 25 Patreon subscribers. So please, please consider supporting me at either the $3 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month level. All of your donations help me defray the costs to put this podcast out in the world. And of course, I'm ever so grateful to my current Patreon subscribers. You'll never know how much it means to me. And of course, as I always say on the website, you'll find links to groovy artists, to books, to playlists, to other items I hope lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Chris. Go to places that might make you uncomfortable. Do things that challenge you, that make you feel nervous or maybe excited. Go to places that test your edges. And you never know. You never know what kind of gold or magic you'll get from those places. You'll retrieve from those places. That golden magic, it's priceless. And it'll change you forever in all the best ways. So do uncomfortable things, test your edges, and be like Chris. Use those nuggets of gold, those nuggets of wisdom, to go out and make this world a shinier place.